New Country, Minnesota 93. TJ stepping back in studio for a moment to chat with Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
I see you brought a giant box of donuts.
Well, because I heart Radio Mankato and the people here.
Aww. Thank you. Appreciate that. So do my love handles. But let's talk about some of the great people, speaking of loving people, that work for you guys at Freedom Home Care. You have caregivers that get out there on a day and night basis, even sometimes day in and day out, and are out there doing this job, which people are so thankful for, that there are people out there that even, you know, do this job and are so good at it. So let's talk about them and who you have on staff at Freedom Home Care.
Yeah, you know, it's so fun being able to hear the different stories from the clients, from the client family members, and the caregivers themselves about the relationships that they build with our clients. And so I just thought I'd kind of share a couple of the things off the top of my head that I've recently been able to hear about in doing some client family calls and some of that. But I just think it's so amazing, this opportunity to have one-on-one care and really watch those friendships develop. And it's the little things, too. We had a client family member that told us she couldn't believe how much it meant to her mom when her caregiver took the time to paint her fingernails and to give her a little hand massage. And, you know, the caregiver probably didn't even think that much of it, but it made a huge impact on her mom's life. And then I recently heard a story from one of our caregivers about how meaningful her work was when she was working with one of her clients with dementia, who has forgotten a lot of things, but if the caregiver would start singing "You Are My Sunshine," she would know the words and chime in. So there's just a lot of different fun examples of how it can be a rewarding situation for the clients and the caregivers, which I think is really awesome.
Just people being generally nice people, right? I mean, the world could use some more of that, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's great to see through Freedom Home Care. If we're interested in becoming a caregiver with Freedom Home Care, or maybe looking into hiring a caregiver for a loved one in our family, or just taking advantage of the multitude of resources I know you guys have, how do we get in touch with Freedom Home Care?
Yeah, if you want to learn about being a caregiver and having that rewarding career, we'd love to hear from you. You can visit our website. You can apply online, freedomhomecarellc.com. You can call and ask some questions. We're looking for just compassionate people. We're willing to train you if you don't have a lot of experience. But the compassion and the passion to want to help somebody is just key. And if you're looking, if you're a family member looking for some peace of mind that your loved one is going to be well cared for and safe in their home, then give us a call too at 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME. Or check out our website. We have a lot of different programs that can help for specific needs that our clients might have. And it's a very customized situation, customized care, customized hours, and finding the right caregiver for that client so they can have that that great relationship going forward.
All right, Christine Nessler with us today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you, and happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Thanks.